Our first feature today, being read by Sam Elmhurst, is about whether we should tip or not.
To tip or not to tip? That's the thorny question by Rachel Moore. 'Tis the season to be tipping. To tip or not to tip? How much? 10%? 20%? Who to tip? And is it a service charge or is there a difference? Now, tipping today is an escalating minefield. It's sneakily but swiftly shifting from a voluntary gesture of goodwill to a mandatory extra charge, demanded not quite with menaces, but it can feel like it. Another influence from the US, where tipping culture is mad. Tip creep, where tips are becoming part of the bill and everyone expects a bit more, is ruffling our already befuddled British sensibilities about how and when to tip, and sending us into even bigger squirming quandaries than ever about what we should do, and do we really have a choice? And if we tip by card payment, does the individual we want to receive it or ever get it? Now, the issue has become so murky, it's uncomfortable. We just don't know what to do. We always have a choice in paying more than the bill, and the clue is in the name. Tip, not charge. A spontaneous gesture. Now, when Rod Stewart left a £10,000 Hogmanay tip at the 5-star Gleneagles Hotel in Perthshire, he wanted to honour the staff for giving him a great night, as when the Princess of Wales group of friends allegedly dropped a £700 tip after enjoying an evening of spicy margaritas at the Houghton Festival. But being asked to pay extra, sometimes before service has been delivered, like when you order by phone at a table via QR code and a couple of pounds is added to the bill before drinks and food even appear, well, it's not a tip, it's an extra charge. When the price of eating and drinking is rising so much, this is outrageous. But there is a clear trend. Businesses across different sectors are adding gratuity prompts on card payment machines. Now, being asked the direct question, "Do you want to add a gratuity?" makes people feel awkward, embarrassed and mean to decline, and so they give it anyway. And the business has won. Sum up, the contactless payment firm reported that the number of businesses applying a suggested tip, 10%, 15% or 20%, before a customer presents their card for payment, has increased by more than a third over the past 2 years. Cafes and coffee shops, restaurants and pubs applying tip prompts on their card machines rose by 78% between 2022 and 2024. And hotels and B&Bs have seen the biggest increase, 112%, in the use of gratuity prompts since 2022. Now, some customers complained that the prompts made them feel awkward or embarrassed, particularly if they chose to decline. However, others said that it helped them remember to give something. But the digital prompts haven't added anything to the pockets of service staff. Leaving a tenner for sterling restaurant service is one thing, but expecting to tip in a cafe where you effectively serve yourself is bonkers. Consumers and service users must challenge and stand our ground before we become like the US. And every bar worker expects a tip for pulling the perfect pint. What we really want is everyone to earn a decent wage and not to look for tips for extra, but it's always a dilemma. Should we tip hairdressers? And if so, how much? And taxi and Uber drivers? And then the seasonal tip later this month for post people, the newspaper deliverers and the bin teams? I mean, is a bit of cash in an envelope still the done thing? Well, the good news is that legislation brought in this year means that every penny of your cash, even via card payments, must go to staff, rather than being siphoned off for the bosses. But it doesn't give us any clarity on what we should do, or how much and when and where. Instead of going tip mad, we should take the lead of Japan, where tipping is unheard of, but it has the highest standards of customer service in shops, hotels, restaurants, and elsewhere.